Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. I woke up this morning and my alarm was going off. I have two alarms. I have Mendiza's, Good Morning, and then I have her song Free, F-R-E-E, Free-E. Anyway, so I'm like up, and it's, I think we went to bed at like 2:30, and I was up at 6:15, and I'm like dancing, and my husband's like, you really need to work on having more energy in the morning, really. Yeah, I just, they need to be more like me, really. And I was like cracking up.
Oh,
I was like, why wake up without energy? Huh?
Are you back home?
Yes, I'm back home.
Oh, okay.
Back home.
Yeah, I thought you still were very bad.
No, I drove back last night, or yesterday.
Oh.
Yep, Brenda saw me yesterday at the studio.
What?
Nobody was going to be there.
I know. Well, I updated Facebook. Tina spoke out of, she didn't know.
And
she spoke out of not knowing.
Updated to really realize it, I guess. For some reason,
I don't know.
Oh, poo.
We're going to.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. But Friday, tomorrow, lots of people there.
What are you having Friday?
We're doing In the Zone, closing out the month together, In the Zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling the studio In the Zone.
Okay.
But I'm doing Popcorn and Possibilities as well. So.
Great.
Anyway, yeah, lots of cool stuff. All right, so let's get started on Acts of Service. Acts of Service. It was pretty cool. Did y'all enjoy the chapter?
Uh-huh. I did. I do.
I did. Good. I did too. It was really I got to listen to it several times since I was traveling, and it was just really an eye-opener, especially going into a situation with children and trying to learn what their love languages are. It was pretty funny to see that result. Did anybody get to experience the gift-giving experience this past week, like giving someone that you thought their love language was gift-giving?
I just decided that maybe I just needed to start with it, so... I made some cakes, some little small cakes, and I handed them out.
Very good. That's actually, that's part of Acts of Service, too, and we'll talk about that. I know I got to experience it with going to Mary Beth's, and, again, that was the gift-giving of presents and versus just an actual gift, and just the fact that being there, giving her an opportunity to take a breath, because goodness gracious alive, you don't have that with three kids. But anyway, it was funny just to see, like she called yesterday. I was driving back and she's like, I'm like, hey, how are you? She's like, I am good. And she never says I'm good. She's always something wrong. And so she's like, I am good. I am really good. And I'm like, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. She goes, it's amazing what a couple of days break will do for you. I'm like, and she was still there around the kids, still had some help. But it really emphasized to me what truly that meant, the gift-giving of presents. So just kind of pay attention to that as well. It's not actual monetary things, but it's much more than that in a lot of ways. And that's kind of like the acts of service, what we go into this week. A couple of things that really hit home to me was, and I don't know which book because I'm listening to the singles and the for couples. I think this was the one for couples, but it said, use nagging as a tagging. And that really, I stopped to write it down. It was that impactful to me. So, it just really a lot of times drives me crazy when a spouse says, oh, yeah, mainly it's the male gender that says she's nagging, she's nagging, she's nagging. And the use nagging as tagging was so impactful because it's like she's crying out for what she needs. She's crying out to hear or to have something. If she's nagging you about, taking the garbage out, or if she's nagging you about going to lunch, let's say, and that's not even a spouse, that's in general, that's a way of communication. That's your ability to tag what she wants on her list of things that matter. And that was really impactful as well, because I love the idea of making a list of expectations, making a list of things that you would like to see done. Because I think what happens is so often, and mainly in marriages, but just in relationships in general, the other spouse has all these things in their head of what's going to happen. And, you know, we all know we think we have more time in the day than ever can get done what we think we're going to get done. But we have all these thoughts in our head, and when they don't get accomplished, we get more and more frustrated. But the list of expectations of what, and he said this to one of the people he was counseling, is write down what you would like to see if they did that you would feel loved and, you know, doing around the house or whatever. And it was the couple that, you know, had only been married 2 years, and it was that she keeps the house clean and makes the bed. And for him, for her to him, it was that he would mow the yard and he would change the baby when he got home from work. Just that one little simple thing. But that helped her feel loved because it felt like he was taking a part. And he was basing their relationship on what he saw with his parents. And I think so often we do that incorrectly. We do that in the sense of it's how we were raised, but that isn't necessarily the love language of our spouse, or the other, you know, it's the opposite love language. And so it does the opposite of what we're used to. And how we're raised and how we see relationships that we're growing up with makes a big difference in how we respond in our current relationship with others, not just spouses or relationships. And I think I've said that before. It's amazing how that molds us, how to see the treatment of others. And I think you talked about that too, that when you're raised in a family that is all for one and one for all and not doing things for each other, that's how you're raised, and that's hard to think outside the box. But when you're raised around a family that does things for other people outside of what you're the norm, then you see acts of kindness as something that speaks in your family and speaks love language. And, you know, it's kind of hard to grow up in a Mary Kay family without having that acts of kindness all around you. But sometimes it can get lost. Sometimes we can forget those things. Or the other thing is, and this was pretty impactful when I thought this through, because I was thinking back to, you know, my childhood and just growing up. But so often we don't know about the acts of kindness because we're children. We're just going along, not paying attention to anything, and we're not seeing the acts of kindness. We're not until we get a little older to recognize it. But, and I kind of say this, not necessarily with acts of kindness, because I know the Bible says don't boast about the good that you do. Do it as a hidden party, or do it, you know, without boasting. But so often we don't share what's happening. The reason that I talk about that is not necessarily my upbringing, but for instance, Mary Beth is doing what's called a secret sister. And I know our church has done that before too. I've never had the ability to participate in those things because they do it either on Monday nights or at times that I have Mary Kay events going on. So really cool concept, really amazing thing to take place, and I just think it's really cool. But she is doing the secret sister, and she has told me everything she's doing for her secret sister each week, which is a really cool concept. But AJ only sees her just getting a gift ready and taking gift. He didn't know the aspect of it, because I asked him what mom was doing. You know, why was mom wrapping the gift? And he's like, I don't know. And so I shared with him that she was doing something nice for somebody in the church that she just wanted to make feel special. And, you know, AJ is my giant heart grandson, and he just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And that was so cool that she is making someone else feel special. And you know, it was just really, really cool to see him react that way. And so I just shared with Mary Beth. I said, it would be helpful for him just for you to tell him. I know he's only four, but just to explain what you're doing, because then he grows up experiencing that with you. And, you know, that's the benefit, again, of growing up in a Mary Kay family, you got to witness it because it happened all the time. But often that doesn't happen if you're not sharing. So I think that would be one of the cool, the most important takeaways is when we're performing acts of service, be sure to share with those around you, not boastfully, but those closest to you that you're trying to mentor of what you're doing and how it has impacted that person. So not boastfully thinking, oh, we're doing this, but boastfully, not boastfully thinking, but just sharing and how it's impacting the other person in a good way. And I think that's very important. So, okay, so a couple of things. The use NAG as a tag was like, oh, my goodness, that is really so impactful for me. And I love the statement, love is always freely given. Love cannot be demanded. I know in the couples one, it talked about a doormat, a walker on a doormat, or neither. And so often, I think in marriage, we get in the habit of just saying what we need, saying what we need, saying what we need. And it is, a lot of times, we can feel like a doormat, not necessarily just in marriage. I know in the workforce, we can often feel like a doormat, like, you know, everybody's asking me to do everything, and it's not my J-O-B, quote unquote. But we have to stand up for ourselves and say, you know, that's no, I'm not going to, or that's really not in my job description, but I'll be happy to help. So in other words, bringing attention that it's an act of kindness in a way that it's not something that you're just going to do all the time and take it as I used to be. I think I used to say this, I wasn't going to take it laying down. I was going to make sure that people understood, and that was the whole doormat thing, laying down the doormat. I was going to just, you know, make sure that I'll be happy to help, but I just want to understand and you to understand that it's not going to be all the time. I need to teach when I'm doing this versus just the plain takeaway or just doing it. So, okay, so this was a really cool statement. It was Galatians, and it's funny because if anybody listened to the Million Dollar Message yesterday, that's kind of Jordan Hallou Eicher shared. I just didn't remember the Eicher part. But she talked about Galatians, and it was a really cool message. But it says, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. And that's Galatians 5:13-15. So that was pretty impactful. I read it, and I read it again, and I read it again, and I thought it was pretty cool that Jordan was actually did something on Galatians yesterday. But I was like, wow, that's so true. You know, it's so often in the world or the third world countries or, you know, just that environment that it is all for one and one for all. The crime, the hatred, the things that you see taking place because the acts of kindness are not there. And that was pretty impactful. I was like, wow, okay, I get it. So a couple of things. And I have a list that I want to talk in general about as far as the acts of kindness. But this week, I want you, your journaling homework, is to write a list of acts of kindness that you enjoy receiving. So what is something that you enjoy receiving? And acts of kindness might not even be your primary love language, but in order for us to understand people that it is their primary love language, we have to know what makes us feel good, what acts of kindness do we enjoy receiving. So what are yours? What are some things that you have received in the past or maybe not received? Maybe you've done for someone else that you would like someone to do for you. You know, often we do for others, again, what we would like done into ourselves. And it's the golden rule. It's what Mary Kay...
That's all we think of, can think of is what we you know, want ourselves or what we think others
exactly.
would like to have.
Right, right. What we would like ourselves if we don't know what others would like or what would make us feel good. And it might not be the same for someone else, but it's a good start. You know, it's a good start to look at, if I did that for someone else, maybe I would like it too in writing down the acts of service. So that are the acts of kindness. That is something I want you guys to think about this week is your list. Five things that you, as an act of service, would like to have. And it can be from your spouse. It can be from me. It can be from your children. It can be from your parents. It can be from anybody, anywhere, anything. Because once you acknowledge and pay attention to those, I found when I wrote it down, I started seeing it was done and I wasn't noticing it.
And you also, I mean, you can also give it to people that you don't even know acts of kindness.
Absolutely, yep. And I'm going to go through 35 little acts of kindness, and those are actually some. That's exactly it. Because to me, that brings the greatest joy when you don't know them. It really does. Okay, so I'm going to go through 35 little acts of kindness that I thought was very, very impactful that I want you guys to start thinking about. When I say write the list of five things, I want you to also write a list of five things that you can do this week for others. You do not have to know them. You do not have to have any idea who they are. You can know them. They can be close to you. It does not matter. But I want you to do five things this week that impact others of something that is an act of service or an act of kindness, as I call it. So I want to go through a couple of these. So one thought is one small thoughtful gesture can make someone else's day, which is so true, absolutely so true. I have to, just a quick story real quick. I think I've told y'all that AJ holds the door open for me because he sees his gramps doing it for me. So now he opens the door and holds it open. And I was taking him to school, and he held the door open for me, and he continued to hold it for two other mothers walking in the door with small babies. And first off, they were absolutely astonished. They were shocked. They were like, wow, thank you so much, sir. And he's like, you're welcome. And it absolutely made me as proud as ever. But I thought, wow, he's already got it. He already gets the thought of doing something nice for others. So it is contagious. It is absolutely contagious. So be sure that you are paying attention to those little things. All right, so first is say good morning to a person standing next to you in the elevator or in the gym or wherever. If you don't go to a JOB, if you don't have an elevator in your JOB, whoever, wherever, just say good morning. Like we talked about with the person at the fast food restaurant that Brenda did. That made that person's day. But it was that someone was acknowledging they existed. A lot of times that's it. Let's say receptionist in the front of a office building walking in. They, I'm sure, often don't feel like they exist. Security in office buildings often don't feel like they exist. I always spoke to the security people. First off, because I was always there late, but it was amazing how it just, their whole face brightened up. Okay, so say good morning to someone. I'm giving you 35. You've got to write down five you want to do. The second is pay for breakfast for the driver behind you or a cup of coffee or if you're going through a drive-thru, whatever you're getting, pay for the person behind you. And maybe just pay for a coffee or just pay for a drink or, you know, just hand them a couple of bucks and say this is to go towards their meal. The Fish does that. The Fish has Pay It Forward Fridays. And you should hear the stories. It's so cool to hear the stories. It really is. It's like, wow, that is so cool. So, okay, that's the second one. The third, take a minute to direct someone who is lost, even though you're rushing. I will say that I have overheard or someone will come in, if I'm in a store, someone comes in and says, hey, do you know where such and such is? And the person they're asking is like, no, sorry, I don't. And I'll usually say, I'm not listening to your conversation, but I can help you. And I tell them whatever they're needing to know. And it has never been like, you are listening. It's always been, thank you so much for doing that. So be observant to the people in need around you. Is there someone that needs to hear or needs directions or needs help? The story on the single CD was a lady that had had to go back into the workforce because of a divorce, and her computer skills were not all that great. But she had a coworker that helped her in learning computer skills. So is there someone in the office that you can help, that you can help with a piece of education or something that can stand out to them that will make a difference? I'm going to give you guys just an example, and that is I was, when I did the thing on Capitol, at the Capitol for domestic violence, I met a super nice director that is from Nigeria, and y'all know Denise has a team member, Felicia, who's from Nigeria, and we were just talking. We sat down and had lunch, and we were just talking, and I was asking her what are some ideas or some thoughts on how I could work with Felicia because I was having a really difficult time with the language barrier, but more importantly, just with the overall understanding of the business. And so she gave me some fantastic thoughts and the way that that Nigerians think, and I want to say her people, but it is very distinct in how they think. And so it's really helped me. So I was telling her we were doing the five love languages study, and she goes, oh, I love that. I used to have the book, but I don't know what happened to it. And so I said, I have the book on CD, and if you give me your card with your address on it, I'd love to send it to you. And she's like, oh, you don't have to do that. And I said, well, you know, I would love to if you give me your address. So anyway, long story short, she gave me her address. And I was waiting to finish the singles one, to copy in it and getting it all ready to send it to her. So I sent her both. Well, you would have thought I sent her $1 million. The email that I got back was it was so sweet and so genuine. She's like, I cannot believe you took the time out of your day, but more importantly, you know, spent money to mail this to me so that I would have what I didn't have or I had given away to someone else to bless them. And she just went on and on. And I just thought, holy cow, like all I did was stick them in an envelope and say, I hope you enjoy. It was great meeting you. But what it did for her was so impactful, and so it made her day. And so she then, I'm sure, went and made someone else's day. So be sure to pay attention to those things. And if someone is in need of something like that, do it. Let them, like Brenda was making a special trip back to the studio to bring me some CDs that I wanted to copy of Beth Moore's. Luckily, she didn't have to, but oh my gosh. She was willing to do it, and that just opened my heart. It was like, wow, that is so sweet. So it's those kind of things. Okay, the next one is write a letter to either someone in your unit or someone not in your unit, a DIQ who could use some extra attention. You know, guys, in our business, so often we think, well, the director can write the thank you notes, or the director can write the little encouragement notes, or the director can do this and do that. It is so much more impactful when someone outside of your unit, if you get a note from someone outside your unit or someone outside of your realm of attention, because I've gotten a note from Michelle Suddeth, who was my DIT national, Connie Kitson, when I've just like sent them copies of CDs that I thought were very, very impressive or very impactful. You know, I have their addresses, so I'll just pop them in an envelope to them because it's impacted me and I think it'll impact them as well. And the notes I get are just unbelievable. So write a letter or just a little note to a DIQ with some extra attention. I tried to do that this past month where we have several DIQs in the studio, and I just grabbed a card, wrote them a quick note saying, I know you can do it. I can't wait for you to join the ranks of directorship with us. And the attention and the way that they shared how much it meant to them was like unbelievable. So it's just those little things. And it's just thinking outside the box when it comes to that. Okay, number five, offer to pick up groceries for an elderly neighbor. If you live in a neighborhood that has elderly people, this is really, really sweet to do. It helps change the relationship if it's strained, but it helps them know that you care, and it really does impact people to the extreme when you offer to do that. I did this next one, and it was, oh my goodness, this was really, really impactful. Give a homeless person your doggy bag. And I'll give you guys the example of when I did it. I was leaving Cumberland Mall. This was a while back, but I had gone to the food court and grabbed something to eat, and it was a buy one, get one free, or two for $3 hamburger deal or whatever. You know how they have all those deals. Well, I had gotten the two because, you know, a burger by itself is $2.99, but two for $3, it's like I'll pay a penny more and get a second hamburger. I don't know what I'm going to do with it was my thought when I did it, but I can eat it later, or I'm sure, you know, somebody in my house, that was when all the kids were here, somebody in my house can eat it, or one of the kids was here. So I got it, and then I'm leaving Cumberland Mall, and there is, at the corner of turning onto Barrett Parkway, or Kyle Parkway, there is a homeless person there, and he has a sign. And normally I don't do this. I mean, this is not something I do on a regular basis. But I was just led at that point. It felt like God was saying, this is why I had you get that extra burger. Like, he hasn't eaten. You can tell. You can see it. So I just rolled down my window, and I handed him the bag, and I said, God bless. And I didn't give money. I just gave the burger. I gave food.
Or
and
you could give a gift card to a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. If you have, you know, just keep
$5
gift card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. That's a great idea if you are around that a lot. But, yeah, just keep $5 gift cards to McDonald's or whatever in your purse. It just so happened that had happened that day, and I just thought it was so funny how the situation played out when I was saying to myself, why am I getting this extra burger? There is no reason for me to get this extra burger.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I soon knew why I got that extra burger, because I think it made my day more than it made his, really, because it just warmed me inside. And that's what acts of service are about, is what acts of kindness are about. Okay, so say I love you to someone you love. Put a coin in an expired meter if you work around that area. I was like, yeah, we don't really have that out here in Town Lake. But you can also offer to do something for someone else. Like we're doing something on Monday with the cars, and I told Tina, I said, well, I have a card that gives you, it's a $5 coupon card no matter how many times you use it. So, well, I'll give you the card and you can go get the $5 off at the car wash. And she's like, seriously? I'm like, well, yeah, why don't we all use it? It saves us all money. And again, she was like, wow, that's so nice. So something in that, you know, just I'm giving you ideas. Help a mother carry her baby stroller or hold the door for her or hold the door for someone coming in after you. You know, I go to the post office a good amount, and you would be surprised at how many people elderly that are shocked that I hold the door for them. And even men, like I'll hold the door and I'll say after you. And they're like, really? And I'm like, sure, you were here first, or, you know, go before me. And I think that's it. When you say go before me, it's very humbling. So that's a really good one for all of us to do. The next one is each time you get a new item of clothing, give away something out of your closet. This has been a practice I have done for a long time. When I purchase something new, something has to go out, because otherwise you just hoard every ounce of clothes you own, and that is, nobody needs that many clothes. What I have started doing is my nail salon. Every time I go to my nail salon, the girl that does my nails just goes on and on and on about my outfits and how I dress, and oh my gosh, I love everything that you wear. I love how you accessorize. I mean, she's just on and on and on in her Vietnamese accent, as sweet as she is. I mean, she just goes overboard. And so I have started cleaning out my closet in the sense of if I try something on and I don't feel slamming in it, I take it off. And she is a little bit smaller than me, shorter, so she has a shorter waist. So I started piling, you know, just stacking up the stuff. And the last time I went in there, I said, hey, Tammy, I've got a bag of clothes for you that are, the shirts are either too short for me, or, you know, it just doesn't look right on me, but I think it's really cute. And so like a Tommy Hilfiger sweater and stuff, for instance. And she was like, oh, you're so sweet. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you do that for me. And I thought, wow, it was stuff that I didn't like anyway. But she, that was two times ago, and the last time I went in, she goes, I've worn everything you gave me. I just love it. I say it's my Katie clothes. And it was so cute. So I thought, wow, to give away something old, and more, if you give it to someone you know personally, how much more impactful. It was. It's really, really sweet to see the love there. And it's, you know, me just cleaning out my closet, and I think, wow, it's just me cleaning out my closet. But it's so much more than that. So, okay, volunteer. This is number 11. Volunteer to be the greeter at the studio. Because that is something that we are always wanting, someone that's smiling. Y'all know this. You know how you expect to see someone there at the door. But volunteer, because it really helps. And it helps you in greeting everyone. If you're having a bad day, you need to be the greeter, because you won't be having a bad day for long. the other, offer to bring coffee to someone in your office. Or someone in general. I know I've seen this with my mom at the nursing home. She'll be telling, you know, on Wednesdays they do donuts at the nursing home where my grandmother is, and she will be telling them down there, I'm making coffee upstairs. Come join me for a cup of coffee. It's like, what? So, yeah. Can you believe that? It's amazing. So, it helps them in knowing that she's making coffee for someone else. So be sure to do that. Offer, here's a good example. Last night, I ran through Starbucks, and Kim opened the studio for me as a huge favor. She's not in my line. She's not in my area. She's a DIQ. She definitely had many things to do, but I knew I couldn't get back by 3 o'clock, so I asked her if she would be interested, and she said, absolutely, I'd love to. You do so much for us. And so I was at Starbucks, and I called her. I said, hey, I'm at Starbucks. Can I get you something? And she's like, really? I said, yeah. Can I get you a cup of coffee or tea? And she's like, oh, I just want water. And I said, well, I have a case of water in the car, so I have cold bottled water. And she's like, oh, that's great. So I took her one. As soon as I got there, I walked in with just that. And you would have thought, again, it was like the drink from heaven. Unbelievable how much something so small matters. Okay, say please and thank you, and really mean it. Does that comprehend? How often do we just say it? Thanks, or please, or can you, blah, 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 and we forget the please. Or we just, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. The other thing is, you know, right now it's sneezing season, so God bless you. My mother-in-law had this, and I don't know, I asked her where this came from, and she never knew, but she used to say, when someone would sneeze, she'd say, God bless you, it's the truth. And I said to her once, would you lie to me? And she's like, what? And I said, would you lie to me? You always say, it's the truth. Would you lie to me and God blessing me? And it's a funny thought. I guess it's something she still doesn't know where it came from. Her mother said it. And apparently her mother's mother said it. So how funny it's handed down. But really mean it when you say God bless you. So I've now started saying God bless you, it's the truth. Because it makes me stop and think twice about what I'm saying versus just God bless you. Right? I mean, you really have a thought with it. Okay. When you're in a crowded situation to help, or when you're in a crowded situation, offer to help an elderly, disabled, or pregnant person. Or... on a side note, if you don't have that opportunity, offer to help take someone at your church to lunch that you normally don't hang out with or that you know is widowed and by themselves. Offer to spend time with them, because I tell you what, that will make all the difference in the world for them that day to have someone ask. If you've ever been by yourself, you know how alone it feels. And just to have that person reach out. I liked the elderly, disabled, or pregnant person, because I shared with you guys about me at Leadership and what I experienced. But when we were at the Capitol, we were waiting for the elevator to go up to speak to the legislators, and there was a young boy in a wheelchair, and I'm not sure what he had going on of why he was in a wheelchair, but, you know, we had a pretty big group, and several people were just getting on the elevator. Well, the elevator came, and I actually held my hand out because I was in front to the Mary Kay people behind me, and I said to the little boy and his, I think, parapro, I said, y'all go ahead. You get the elevator first. And the little boy in the wheelchair said, really? Thank you. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. How often does that not happen? My new, like, ugh. But so pay attention to that. If you see somebody in a wheelchair, start thinking about that. Okay, and then don't interrupt when someone is explaining themselves. That is number one rule of etiquette. I learned that because my grandson doesn't think if you're talking that he can't talk. He thinks he can talk as you're talking to someone else. So, but let them explain themselves all the way out. Don't try and finish their sentences. Don't try and interrupt. Let them finish. Let a fellow driver merge into your lane. Ooh, that could be difficult today or in Atlanta. But you know what? None of us are in that much of a rush that you can't allow one person in front of you. Really, not one person. I mean, none of us are that crazy, got to get there, because it's not going to make or break you, that one car. Put your shopping cart back in its place. My husband is notoriously not getting on me for this, but saying, just walk it back to the cart holder rather than just leaving it in the parking lot. I don't do it. I mean, I always take it back now because he's, like, made sure that I'm aware of what it does if I leave it out. Just like when you pick up something at the grocery store and you decide you don't want it, don't just put it down anywhere. Take it back to where you got it from, because that one thing will make someone's day and not having to clean up, quote unquote, after others. Okay, call or write a teacher who changed your life. Think about those teachers that have retired. And I had one in particular, not Sister Clarissa, or not the Claw, Sister Elise, who was actually one of the nuns that taught me. And she was really impactful for me. And in a lot of ways, she taught math, and she was just a really caring, warm-hearted person. And so write that person a letter. Write someone that's really impacted your life a letter this week, letting them know how much they've impacted you and how they impacted you. Bring a box of donuts to share at the office, or make something and bring it in. Okay, that is an act of service, because you are taking time out of your day and taking time out of your schedule. I know when I make stuff to bring to the studio, well, first off, you guys make me feel like the greatest cook that ever existed, which I know I'm not. And so I'm like, maybe they just like being cooked for, which I think is the case. So just do that. It doesn't matter what it is. Like my mom was sharing, she just made little cakes and just took them in and handed them out. How much time does that take? One thing I wanted to share last week that I failed to share is that, you know, another thing that I have learned as an adult, this is more as an adult, that my mom knits blankets for the men's homeless shelter in Jackson. Now, is it specifically for the men's homeless shelter? She started by just knitting blankets to get rid of yarn, and it's her, that is her hobby, that is her relaxation. Where I go to the gym and work out, she knits because it's something that calms her down. And so she had so many blankets that it was time. That's how much she needed calming. Right, Mom?
Right.
With three kids. But no, she had tons and tons of blankets. And it was like, really, what am I going to do with all these blankets? But she found a sister that ran the homeless shelter for men there. And so she said to Sister Dorothea, I have all these blankets that I want to give you because, like, I have no – there's so many of them. And I think they can be used at the shelter. And it is Sister Dorothea, right, Mom? I mean, that doesn't matter.
It's Pauline-ness, but anyway, that doesn't matter.
Pauline, okay. I was like, I'm not sure that's the one. Anyway, but Sister Pauline said to her later on, you will not imagine how much it makes their day because they don't have anything. But they do now have a blanket.
They carry them with them every day.
They carry them with them everywhere they go.
When they leave the shelter, so,
right. So, I mean, think of the impact there. I know I heard of someone, too, that knitted caps for neonatal babies or for babies that were born to drug addict moms, that they would have a hat on their head. And, you know, I've also heard of churches doing prayer blankets. It's not a lot of work, but it's as they're making it, they're praying over that blanket, and that's why it's called a prayer blanket. So it's those kind of things that really impact for the long run, because that person will impact someone else later on. And it might not change that homeless man's life in Jackson with my mom knitting the blanket, but it might make him think twice the next time that if he did think about doing something that was not right, that it would impact him in a good way to not do that. And I'm not saying homeless people are bad. I'm just saying that sometimes they do things out of necessity, but it gives them a second thought. The next, forgive someone a debt and never bring it up again. Sometimes that's hard to do, but sometimes that's the greatest thing you can do, is to release it and tell the person you're releasing them. Denise did this forgiveness seminar or something like that, and it was you have to pray. The forgiveness thing is you have to pray for the person that has hurt you. You have to pray. You have to pray that you forgive them, you release that person from your debt, and then you have to pray blessings over that person. And when I read this, I thought, yeah, because that is so true. You have to release people from their debt. And so you have to tell them, too, on this one. You got to share it with them. And that's a huge act of kindness, in my opinion. You know, that's like all the way around, emotional, financial it can be, and others. So listen with all your senses. Again, that's the gift of presence. Gift of presence is one thing, but quality time, listen with all your senses, everything you have. The next, write a note to your boss or someone who helps you and explain what a great job that person's doing. I will tell you guys, most bosses probably don't get notes from their staff saying thank you and something that's impacted you with what they've done. But it will also change the way they treat you if you're in a J-O-B. Simply say, I'm sorry when you're wrong, is another one. Throw away your trash and someone else's after a movie, picnic, visit, or if you're eating at the office. Just get up and they did that. Someone did that at the Capitol. You know, we were done eating, and one of the other directors got up and walked over and said, here, I'll take y'all's for you. And I was like, wow, she didn't have to do that. But it's really impactful. When I read that, I'm like, that is so impactful because it happened to me. Encourage someone who seems despondent. I have to say I loved hearing Brenda, and she didn't even know I was listening, last night in the room with Kim, because Kim was there, and Kim's like was wavering a little bit about DIQ this month. And Brenda's like, I know you will get it done, Kim. I know you will. I believe in you. And I was just like, wow. She didn't have to say that. But it gave Kim a whole new energy. Like, after Brenda left, Kim, like, made, like, 1,000 phone calls, seriously, because she was on fire after that just little reaffirming. And now, you know, Kim's going, well, Brenda believes in me, so I can believe in myself, is what she's saying in her head. Okay. Volunteer to take care of a friend's dog while he's vacationing or they're vacationing, or just offer to check the house, whatever. Help a friend pack for a move. Ask someone how you're really doing if you really want to hear the answer. But you really have to listen to the response. Be careful who you ask that question to. That's one of the acts of kindness. Be aware who you're asking. Offer change when the person in front of you at the register comes up short. I'm almost done with these, but I want to share a little story with that. Y'all know we have the Office Depot card, and it's like amazingly great deals, like unbelievably so. And it never fails when I'm at Office Depot. There's usually a line at the coffee center, and I have gotten in the habit now of if they check someone out while I'm standing there waiting for them to finish a job that I sent over, I will just hand, I know all the people behind the register, so Stephanie or Larry, I'll just hand them my card and I'll say, here, ring, not my credit card, my actual Office Depot card that gives them the discount. And I'll say, here, type in this number for them. I mean, it brings it down by three-fourths, big time, of our negotiated, you know, deal that we get. I can't tell you how rewarding that is. It is so much fun to do that. It is really, and it's no skin off my back. It's no skin off Mary Kay's back. It's no skin off Office Depot's back because copies have such a huge write-up. But the person that I'm doing it for, you just cannot believe the impact. So think about that when you're picking up copies or doing something at Office Depot. It really is a lot of fun to do that. Okay, and then leave a generous tip for a pleasant waiter. You won't believe how many people don't tip right. And then pass along a great book you just finished reading to someone you think would enjoy it, or one of your friends that you know enjoys reading, pass it along to them. Because usually when that happens, you know it's really great. I mean, Julie has a love for Karen Kingsbury like I do now, because I have passed along my Karen Kingsbury books to her, and now we pass them back and forth. So we have that bond, and it can create a bond as well. So does that give you guys some ideas and some thoughts of acts of service you can do this week for others across the board, not just spouse or children or whatever?
Besides, it's a good example to your children.
It is, absolutely. Without question, great example. Brenda, Rachel?
It's given me a lot of good ideas. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to write all of them down, but I did get a few of them.
I'll send it out. I was going to tell you guys that.
Okay.
I'll send it out, yeah, because I was like, I know they're not going to be able to write these. So I have them in writing, and I'm going to type them up and send them out first thing this morning.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Rachel, how about you?
Sorry, I missed the question. My child is now awake, and he was really loud, so I missed the question.
Did the things we talked about help you in ideas for?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a lot of them down.
Good. Well, I said I will actually – I have them typed up, so I will send them to you guys.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have them in an email shortly because it's about to come
perfect
out to
you
guys.
Thank
you. So you'll have them in writing. And the one I thought for you, Rachel, is the note to the boss.
To my boss.
Telling them why you like working for them.
Yeah, I thought about that one too.
Okay, good. I wondered if you thought the same thing I thought. I
thought about the coffee too. Drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee every day too.
Oh, perfect. Good win-win. Mom, how about you?
a lot of them.
All of them, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Did any one stick out?
Not right now, because my mind was going somewhere else when you asked the question.
It was going to someone else, something else you could do. You have to make blankets all the faster. Quack, make blankets.
I make the blankets every time I sit down to watch TV. So that mm-hmm. tells you sometimes I watch a lot and sometimes I don't. Anyway.
Brenda, were you sharing something?
I was going to say, whenever you mentioned buying groceries for a neighbor that can't get out or something, it mm-hmm. reminded me that a few weeks ago during the holidays, I met a lady that lives down the street that I just made it a point to, because I never see people on my street, I just made it a point to stop and say hello and be kind to her and tell her that I was her neighbor and lived up the street, you know, and just in those short few minutes, she shared with me that she was not able to get out a lot. When the mm-hmm. weather got cold, because it hurt her for whatever the issue she had. And
okay.
So that reminded me about her. I had totally forgotten.
Good.
And I thought, oh, I got to remember to do something, you know, like that, go to the store for her or something.
Awesome.
It was
you know,
reminder.
A lot of times, good. That is so cool. A lot of times it's just like Judy Frank does Meals on Wheels, and I'm not saying that, but like when you go to Kroger or to Publix, well, like when I went to Kroger and got the meal, right? A meal like that and just dropping
mm-hmm.
it off. That, you know, makes all the difference in the world. And it made me think of a customer I have that actually can't get out a lot. And so that's exactly the thought I had when I read that and put that down was, wow, I need to call Doris and see how she's doing and see if I could just go visit. A lot of times it's a gift of time. Just visiting and letting them share what's going on or memories. I mean, I got to walk down memory lane this past weekend with going through pictures, and it was so much fun. I was taking pictures of pictures, sending them to everybody. like, check this out. Do you remember this? Even though I'm getting them digital. But it made them have a good time, too. Like, my sister was like, I sent her pictures of the kids when we went to Hawaii the first time, and she sent me a text back, and she said, of all my memories in Hawaii, that is one of my favorite memories, was that trip. It's when I took, you know, Mary Beth and Vic over there to see them. So, and that made my week. Like, oh, that's cool. So you'll get reaffirmed when you do these things. You'll get reaffirmed from God saying, yep, that's what I wanted you to do. Yep, that's why you're doing this. So, all right, well, we have one more week left, and that is next week, and that is physical touch is the last love language that we haven't talked about. So we are going to do that next week, and we're going to close out the book, and then we are going to take off the rest of March, and April is when we're going to start back, so y'all get a little reprieve, get to sleep in a little bit on Tuesday morning, or Thursday mornings, only Rachel, none of us other ones. And then April, we're going to start, it's called Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer. I have heard amazing things about this book, so I want to make sure you guys are have enough time. I will have it, I already have it on CD, so we'll have it on CD for you guys. But get the book, because it really makes a difference. I know when Brenda gave me the Beth Moore CDs that I was talking about, and Denise is asking me if I had the workbook, and I'm like, no. She goes, it really makes a difference. And she was so right. It really, I was trying to listen to them on the drive, and it just does not flow unless you're listening to them with the workbook to flow with the whole program of the Bible study. Yeah, right? So get the book, Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer, and I can order them all together. If you guys want to order them all together, let me know. I'll place one order, and then we can make sure we have them all. But and I don't mind doing that. So let me know if that's what you want. It's going to be impactful. It's going to change. I mean, the people I have heard that have done it is amazing. So, and if you've come across something that you think would be helpful in this study, let me know. Because I'd love to get y'all's feedback, too, of different books that y'all know about that would help and change the course of, you know, something in your life. All right. Any other questions about what we have? What's left? Okay, well, I want to close with a statement, and this was really impactful and just a general thought of acts of service. Doing something good for someone is fulfilling, heartwarming, and joyous on both sides of the coin. So it is very joyous for the person doing, but it's even more, it's very joyous for the person receiving. But it's even more so for the one that's actually the doer, because you feel so much greater when you are actually the one giving of that, because it is what Christ calls us to do. In Mark 10:43, he said, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So remember the sacrifice and the acts of kindness that Christ did for us. And remember that throughout the week as you do for others. So you guys have a great week. Thanks for joining us. And we will talk to you one last time next week before we take our little break. Have a great one.
Goodbye. Have a great one.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.